Joining us now is Jan Musen from DeBrine Seed Company. Jan, how are you this morning?
I'm fine and dandy.
So no pranks at DeBrine Seed Company for Ken?
No. It's way too busy today. His sense of humor would have gone, so no, he wouldn't see any fun in that sort of thing.
I've been reading pranks all morning long about some of the good ones that I've seen, some ones that you can do in the office that are good, and one that I find that's just absolutely cruel. There's a picture of a guy taking a box of Krispy Kreme donuts, and he has somehow, unbeknownst to me, removed the cream or custard from the donut, and he's replacing them with his piping bag with mayo.
Oh, yuck.
And, of course, there's the classic where you replace the cream from an Oreo with toothpaste. Have you heard of that one?
No, but that would be disgusting.
Yeah, so those are some of the mean ones. And there's some other simpler ones on here, but what are some of the ones that you grew up with or that your family did to each other? Because you said to me off the air you guys have had quite a few pranks going around.
Oh, yeah. It would always get early in the morning. My brother would come in the room and he would change your alarm clock so you would get up like 3 hours earlier and think you were getting up late.
Like I said before we got on, you know how early I get up. Death yeah. is what you would receive for
yes.
that prank.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He would do that. My mom would do weird things, like, you know, if you made oatmeal that morning, heaven knows what she would put in it. It was just...
Mom, my oatmeal's different.
Yes. I remember one day she got, oh, it's a snow day. And I remember looking outside, there's no snow. But you think, as a kid, you believe your mother.
You're just praying that
yes.
she's right. I don't know where the snow is. Maybe it's covered up the school.
Yes.
I want to believe her.
School's only half a mile away, but maybe it's really snowing hard there. And okay. Yeah. So, yes.
That's really cruel, though. So would she, like, okay, I'm just kidding, or would she break
it
to
you? Yeah, give you, like, 5 minutes to get ready.
So she would break it to you later in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, okay, go back to bed for 30 minutes, and then I'll come get you, and you have to run to school.
Yeah, hold it. Did you know, of course, it's April Fool's Day, and you have to get your butt out of bed and get going.
Mothers. Who needs
mothers,
them?
Yes. And brothers, they were bad too.
Your brothers do stuff to you too?
Yes, they were the alarm clock one.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, he's always nasty that way. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't really call it an April Fool's joke, but it's not funny what's going on in your gardens with your rabbits, your mice, and your moles, is it?
No.
Can you see your garden yet? Has the snow melted to the point where you can see it and work with it?
On the south side of my house, yes. Actually, I can start to see it. And I see so many trails where the voles were mm-hmm. all winter, and the mole runs, and the rabbits have chewed some of the branches on some of my bushes. It's a mess out there this spring. And the rabbits are still eating, and so are the voles. So, you know, if today would be a great day to go out there and spray some liquid fence on whatever the rabbits are eating
mm-hmm.
or any one of the repellents, spray it on there. It's above freezing, so it's fine to do that right now. Voles, you can either put some traps out there or put some poison out there. Remember to put it in a bait box. You don't want to
yeah.
poison the non-target animals like your birds or whatever. But you know, you remember voles, those little things, they can grow up. They are sexually mature in 3 weeks, and they can have up
wow,
to
they're
20
getting, they're getting
babies
busy early.
at a time.
Wow.
So two little voles can make thousands by the end of a season. So take care of them.
Jeez.
They stay outside. That's the good part. But they just eat just the grass roots.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eat your shrubs. They just do a lot of damage. So, you know, you can try trap them, too. But
you guys
the amount
have,
of them.
You guys have the guillotine and middle-aged traps at DeBrine Seed Company. I mean, these things are nasty.
But, yeah, they do a lot of damage. So, you know, you might want to think about doing something about that.
Is the soil warm enough to where you can work it now?
I've got where I plant my peas, which is a raised bed. I did plant my peas in there because I could put my hands in there and it
okay.
was okay.
But if you don't have a raised bed, you won't be able to?
I'm thinking probably not. It's probably a little bit too wet right now, I would think. And probably if it's comfortable, if you can stick your hand in the soil
yeah.
and it doesn't get wet and it's not freezing cold, you can go ahead and plant your
peas. So you want... you want warm conditions. You don't want it to be super soaked, but you don't want it to be dry either, which won't be a problem this year
at all. I don't think that'll be a problem.
If you find dry soil, let me know.
Please let me know. But, yeah, you don't really want it too wet, especially, you know when the soil is the frost is just coming out and the snow is melting, it just gets super saturated. And honestly, you don't even want to be walking out on that at that time. That wet soil will compact, and then you have more problems down the road.
So. Well, if you can see your garden, you can see your grass, and I'm assuming it's quite a mess?
It is a huge mess. I thought my backyard was pretty much mowed pretty short last fall before the snow came. Obviously, it wasn't, because it just all fell over with all the weight of the snow, and there's just snow mold everywhere. Mm. And that's just taken care of by raking, but that's an awful lot of work. But it all needs to be raked out, and so the good grass can get some air, get some sunlight, and it'll start to grow. But, yeah, the snow mold needs to be taken care of. And all the moles that were so busy all winter long should really be taken care of now, too.
Outstanding. Also, coming up this weekend, we've got the Bug Buzz Seminar, which is something we need to start worrying about. Because we've got those fun little friends that are not from this area that are going to come destroy our trees.
Yes, we do. We've got the emerald ash borer out there right now that just goes after ash trees. But considering ash trees make up like 40% of a city's tree population, mm-hmm. it's kind of important that we take care of those. And they can be taken care of. So Steve will be there from Bear Crop Science, and he'll explain all about the emerald ash borers, what you can do. He'll answer any other bug questions that you might have.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bugs out there, and don't think just because we had a hard winter that they won't be here this summer. They will be. And probably in bigger numbers, unfortunately.
I know you know some things about bugs more than most people do, but you sometimes have to refer to Michigan State.
Yes.
Why does the ash borer does he just get the nutrients from the tree? Why does he burrow into the tree like that?
That's where they lay their eggs, right on the tree trunk, and then when they hatch, they burrow in, because that's where they get all their nutrients. And unfortunately, they don't just go right under the trunk. They go right into the tree, and they tunnel. And it's really interesting. He'll show on Saturday morning, he'll show a cross-section of a tree trunk, of an ash tree, and you can see where all of the lines are, where just one borer can make an awful lot of damage.
So essentially, it's like if it was a human, it'd be like taking a bullet and then having it not only go through you, but zigzag through your intestines and then stay in there.
Yes. Yes, and then
I can see why the trees die.
And then block any, because your nutrients have got to come from down below and go up. This pretty much stops any nutrients from getting up to the tree. So that's why you see up above where some branches are dead, but some are okay yet.
Yeah.
And that's because some are blocked, some aren't yet.
Now, we know that the way to deal with these, not spreading them anyway, is to not bring your firewood to different places.
Yes.
How do we stop them, or can we save the trees if the borers start to get in?
Yes, you can save them. Even if up to 50% of the tree is gone, you can still save your tree.
Wow.
So, there is hope. And we've actually got some deals going on the bare tree and shrub during the seminar. It's going to be a great deal.
Well, that leads us into another good thing to talk about, considering that the snow is melting. We're seeing our grass and our shrubs and damage to them, too. What can we do about our shrubs, grass, and tree damage?
Oh, I just look at my shrubs around my house, and I just want to cry. I can see right where the snow was, and then above that, my bushes are pretty much toast.
Really?
I was honestly considering going out there this morning, and I know Michigan State keeps saying patience, patience.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens once it starts to bud. Some of them may bud out and then die. Some of them may never bud out. So
does the snow just essentially kill the bushes and shrubs?
It does. It does a lot of damage. The weight of it will break the stem. If it's an evergreen type bush, the wind will just desiccate it. The buds, if you set some buds earlier on, the weight, and we'll snap those off so you won't have any buds.
It's probably a little late for this question, but why is it a bad idea to try to remove the snow off of the trees and
Unfortunately, we cause more damage than what...
Even if we just shake the tree?
Don't shake it.
Okay.
No. That's like the number one no-no. Don't be shaking them because you'll actually break more tree limbs because they're really, really sensitive right now after all that weight's been on them.
Mm-hmm.
You start shaking them and you'll be snapping tree limbs and bush limbs everywhere. So just be patient. We had a lot of snow melt just overnight last night.
Really?
I'm noticing. And then I'm noticing, oh, I left that out all winter long. I didn't even remember that was there outside of my front yard. Until I start seeing a little bit of this little flagpole. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's down there somewhere.
Jeez, we're speaking with Jan Muser from DeBrine Seed Company. Go ahead, caller. What's your question?
Yeah, I got a rhododendron that was all 6-7 feet tall, and I forgot to put a snow fence around it last fall, and the deer's pulverized it. Is there hope for that plant yet?
You know what? There is hope if you can cut it back and, or even just take your fingernail and scrape off the bark just a little bit. If you see green down there, there's hope.
Okay, but how far back should I cut it back then? They just ate everything off and the leaves off of it.
Cut it back to where you, if it's all brown when you scrape off the bark, cut that off. If you see a little bit of green, keep it on.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, see what the winter didn't do, the animals.
Yeah, I saw you shake your head initially, so that's a big issue, too.
My rhododendrons look terrible. Yes, the deer, the rabbits, just, they had to eat something, and my bushes were it. Some of my bushes, my viburnum and the cotoneasters, they're fine because they're still covered with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even knows they're there yet.
They're there, trust me, but they're hiding right now.
Yeah,
still.
And normally those are eaten by the little buds, the berries on those things are eaten by the birds, like in February and March. Well, the birds never knew they were down there.
Jeez.
So I don't know if the berries are even any good. They might be just frozen down there. It might be perfect. I don't know.
We got about 30 seconds. Let's talk about the store. I went to go see it, you know, about a month ago maybe, and it's unrecognizable now. How many potatoes do you have?
Trying to think of how many tons we would have. Probably 60 tons of potatoes.
Give or take a few tons.
Yeah, but we also have the Hamilton Dahlia bulbs are in right now. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Sure sign of spring. The seed potatoes are all in. Onion sets are in. And the asparagus roots are in. So
all right.
It's like spring.
I love asparagus. Asparagus is great.
Yes. And we have a lot of people that plant a lot of asparagus roots. So, yes, they are in right now, too. So it's exciting to see the spring stuff start to come in.